I'm delighted by the judgment handed down by the Court of Appeal. It's a judgment that Londoners who care about the climate emergency will welcome. What the Court of Appeal have said is that the government's airports national policy statement is unlawful. I've always said that we've got serious consequences about the government's plans to have a new runway at Heathrow because of the impact on the climate emergency, because of the impact on the air quality, because of the impact on noise pollution, because of the impact on the road and rail network, because of the impact on the quality of life of Londoners. What the Court of Appeal have held is that the government has failed to take into account the serious concerns all of us have, including the international world, about the climate emergency. We are facing climate change, and these plans from the government will make matters worse. I'm now calling on the government not to review its plans for Runway 3, but to abandon their plans for Runway 3. Now is the time for the government to address the climate emergency rather than turning its back on the obligations we face. We know there aren't any plans for a new runway at Heathrow that will address the emergency we face, and I'm hoping the Prime Minister will now abandon finally plans for a new runway.
Is this the end of airport expansion in the UK, Mr. Scott?
What's clear from this judgment, what's clear from actually government policy, is when it comes to aviation policy, they've got to take into account the concerns around climate change. They've got to recognise we face a climate emergency. It's really important to understand the economic cost of a climate emergency, the economic cost of poor quality, the economic cost of noise pollution. And the government's got to realise that rather than making matters worse, they've got to improve matters.
Do you still back a second runway at Gatwick?
I'm quite clear. Any increase in aviation capacity must address the obligations we have to address the climate emergency. I think it's really important that all politicians take seriously the obligations we face. This judgment today is not just a victory for Londoners, but it's a victory for future generations. And the choice the Prime Minister has is to either be on the right side of history or the wrong side of history. It's quite clear the Court of Appeal have accepted that the government's policy failed to take account of the obligations we have, not just agreed at Paris, but also the obligations we have to address the climate emergency. And the government's got a choice. They can either be on the right side of history and abandon plans for a third runway, or repeat the errors and mistakes made of previous Prime Minister. And I'm hoping this Prime Minister, who has been quite clear about his concerns about a new runway, finally walks the walk and abandons plans for a third runway.
Are you not worried that London is going to miss out, that Schiphol and Paris and Frankfurt are now going to be the hubs in Europe?
Do you know, my worry as not just the Mayor of London, but as a parent and as somebody who lives in the city, is the consequences of the climate emergency. I'm worried about the thousands and thousands of premature deaths because of the poor quality. I'm worried about the children who have stunted lungs forever because of the poor quality. I'm worried about the 500,000 people who currently suffer noise pollution and the additional 200,000 who would suffer noise pollution if Runway 3 happened. I'm worried about future generations. And I think what the government's got to do is realise that the right choice to make is to abandon plans for a third runway.
But you're not handing a competitive advantage to Paris at a time you're already facing issues around the economy in this city.
You know, what we as a city and a government should be doing is looking at the opportunities that the green economy presents us. You know, I've said already that actually we should be thinking about providing the solutions to some of the challenges we face. How do we create the jobs as we transition to a zero carbon country? There's huge opportunities there, and it's really important the government grasp those opportunities rather than making matters worse. Well, I'm delighted. We brought this case with councils, with environmental groups, because we thought that a new runway at Heathrow had serious consequences on climate change, on air quality, on noise pollution, on the road and rail network, and on the quality of life for Londoners. And what this landmark judgment, it's probably the most important environmental case in a generation, says, the Court of Appeal have said, is that the government must take into account its obligations under the Paris Agreement and its obligations to address the climate emergency we face. And I think what the government should now do is not tinker not tweak with their airport's national policy statement. Instead, what they should do is abandon any plans for a new runway at Heathrow.
Do you have any sense of whether the Prime Minister will do that? We know he famously, when he was in the job you now hold, said he opposed this plan as fervently as you do.
Well, I think we've given the Prime Minister a way out of laying in front of any bulldozers. This is a nice way, a safe way, to avoid a new runway being built at Heathrow, but also to recognise the real legitimate concerns many of us have around the climate change, around air quality, around noise pollution. The reality is, already Heathrow causes huge problems. It's the one of the worst air pollution hotspots in our city. Already we're breaching air quality limits. Already there are more than 500,000 people affected by noise pollution. Already our roads and rail networks are full up. And what the government can't explain is how it can keep its obligations under climate change and the Paris Agreement, but also build a new runway.
Very quickly, if I could, how can you continue delivering growth for London while the leadership in European air hubs might pass to Paris or elsewhere on the continent?
Listen, we need good growth, not growth at any cost. And actually, one of the reasons why I'm so keen for us to not leave the EU without any deal whatsoever this December, one of the reasons I'm so keen for us not to have a hard Brexit is because I worry about the consequences on our businesses. I think we should use the climate emergency and climate change as an opportunity for a new green economy. For example, the new electric buses we're buying in London are built across the country. That's creating jobs. The new electric taxis we've got in London are creating jobs around the country. The new bikes we're buying in London are creating jobs around the country. We should use the challenges posed by climate change to provide solutions which creates jobs, wealth and prosperity.